This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for October 2013. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene...
Hams in Australia respond to massive wildfires. The Bonabbah Island T-33A de-expedition targets November 5th as its start-up date.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the broadcast. Here's NZART President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying the Labor weekend break. As I mentioned last month, our long-serving and well-respected editor of Break-In, John Walker, ZL3IB, has announced that he plans to step down from this job in April next year. The production of our bi-monthly magazine is a vitally important task for our organisation, and we have started to advertise for people interested in taking on this job. I'd like to bring this to your attention and ask if you're interested to contact either myself or Debbie at headquarters as soon as possible. Another officer vacancy has arisen. I'm sorry to report that Peter Norden, ZL2SJ, is advised that for health reasons, he's no longer able to continue his role as coordinator for the amateur radio contacts through the orbiting space station. If anyone is interested in taking on this job, please let me or Debbie know at headquarters. The 2013 year is rapidly drawing to a close, and for many branches, there's only one or two meetings left. If your branch has a particular matter they would like to see discussed at our AGM next year, how about giving some thought to producing a remit for our conference? While on the subject of conference, Marlborough Branch is hosting Conference 2014 in Blenheim, as announced last month. The venue will be the Marlborough Conference Centre in the heart of Blenheim and is an easy walking distance to several motels with good accommodation. You may recall that I announced recently that we now have a reciprocal agreement with Japan. This allows New Zealand amateurs to operate a station while in Japan without having to sit the Japanese amateur license exam. However, to make use of this agreement, you have to be resident in Japan, so it's not ideal if you're just visiting. I've asked our IARU team to see what can be done through JARL, the Japanese Amateur Radio League, to get better visitor privileges. This won't happen overnight, but may in the future make it possible for visiting ZL amateurs to operate while on holiday over there. With the shutdown of analog television, better known as the digital switchover, our ALO, Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, has been busy confirming arrangements for access to the 50 to 51 megahertz part of the 6-meter band. Radio Spectrum Management have indicated that they'll be putting out an official announcement about this early in December, and I understand that from that time, a 6-meter permit will no longer be required. I'm hopeful that this announcement will be out in time for the December VHF-UHF Field Day contest, so those taking part can operate portable on the bottom end of the band. If you haven't paid your subscription for 2014 yet, can I remind you that the deadline for payment to take advantage of the $10 early payment discount is 30th of November. Yes, that's just 1 month away. Please can I encourage you to support your National Amateur Radio Association by sending in your subscription payment before the 30th of November. Finally tonight, the Radio Frequency Users Association of New Zealand are holding a one-day forum and workshop to discuss the reallocation of the 174 to 230 megahertz radio spectrum vacated by television services. The meeting's being held on Wednesday the 30th of October in the Conference Centre at Wellington Airport. This is an industry forum paving the way for presentations next year to the Ministry on how the New Zealand radio spectrum users would like to see this significant part of the VHF radio spectrum allocated. Don Wallace at L2TLL, our ALO, will be attending representing NZART with a view to exploring the possibility of an amateur allocation at 222 to 225 megahertz. Thanks for listening, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, are holding their annual equipment sale next Saturday, the 2nd of November, at the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Tables are $10 each prepaid before the day, or you can get them on the day at $15. Now, sellers are welcome from 8 a.m, buyers at 9 a.m, and the sale ends at midday. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club sale next Saturday, the 2nd of November. And so to Upper Hutt we go now, where it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. In the past couple of issues of HQ InfoLine, I asked for assistance in collating the numerous pieces of memorabilia and records here at headquarters. I have received several suggestions on how this can be done. However, as I am not an experienced archivist nor historian, and it's knowing what is important that needs to be kept or displayed somewhere, I have approached Alexander Turnbull Library and Te Papa, both of whom are going to get back to me, which was over 3 weeks ago, so I'm getting a little impatient. If anyone has any contacts in these places, I would appreciate hearing from you. I'm also looking into taking photos of the various trophies and plaques so they can be uploaded to the web at some stage. Also on the lookout, once again, was someone who is able to help transfer much of the NZART video library onto DVDs. I fear that these videotapes are no longer sought after, as most branches now have DVD players. Again, if you are able to help with these, please contact me. Sorry if I appear to sound needy this month, but I really feel the important artifacts of NZART need to be kept safe and available if or when required. That's all from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. A reminder tonight of the NZART straight key night. Yep, you have a week now to polish and lubricate that old Morse key and then enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. It's an activity night in which everyone can be a winner with a certificate to prove it. That's the NZART straight key night next Sunday, the 3rd of November, starting at 8 p.m. You can find the rules in the contest section on the NZART webpage. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join Newsline's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Hams who are members of Australia's WISN have been activated as fires raging in an area called the Blue Mountains threatens to expand. Amateur radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
According to Jim Linton, VK3PC, who was the IARU Chairman Region 3 Disaster Communications Committee, already some 200 homes have been lost as wildfires rage in the Blue Mountains of the Australian state of New South Wales, not far from the city of Sydney. News reports attribute one death to the wildfires. A state of emergency has been declared for the area, and firefighters worry that up to four separate blazes could potentially combine to form a single massive fire front. Compton Allen, VK2HRX, is the president of WISN in New South Wales. He says that an official activation has begun, drawing on the resources of the Emergency Communications Group. Currently, the mobilisation is to support the declared state of emergency with manpower in the Lithgow area to the west of Sydney. About 1,200 firefighters were battling blazes across the state. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons said personnel had volunteered to help from all across Australia and from as far away as here in New Zealand. The ground effort is being backed with more than 80 aircraft, which are dropping water and fire retardant on the flames. VK3PC says that evacuations of tens of thousands of people are possible if hotter weather conditions combine with fire fronts already burning. This is a scenario that is literally changing minute by minute, and we'll have more on it in future newscasts. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, across the Tasman Sea in Nelson, New Zealand.
WISN in Australia is comparable to a combined Races and Aries here in the United States. Some breaking news from the world of DX. The T-33A, the expedition to Banaba Island, is fast approaching and is expected to be active from November 5th to the 18th. It was reported on the T-33A blog page on October 17th by co-team leader Jake Koblen, W2IJ, that the container carrying the gear for the operation has departed Suva, Fiji, and was now on its way by sea to Tarawa. Also that the operations advance team will arrive in Tarawa on October 31st to attend a picking up provisions, as well as to get the container unsealed and cleared through customs. They will then make certain that it's loaded onto their vessel in preparation for a November 3rd departure to Banaba Island. It was also mentioned that the T-33A operation's main sponsor is Elecraft, which is supplying 6 K3 transceivers and 5 KPA-500 amplifiers. Also that the T-33A team will be using the DXA interface for their operation. DXA is an innovative website that allows DXers to view the status and activities of a DX expedition in near real time. For more details about this de-expedition, please visit www.t33a.com. Intel, the world's biggest computer chip maker, has said the production of its next-generation PC chip, Broadwell, will be delayed by about 3 months past its scheduled release date. This due to a technical glitch, according to Chief Executive Brian Krzanich. The Broadwell chips are expected to succeed the firm's Haswell line of processors and are touted to be more power-efficient and faster. Intel is the leading PC chip maker, and its updated products typically spur on new laptop and desktop sales. It will now begin production on Broadwell chips in the first quarter of 2014, rather than later this year. The United Kingdom's Royal Air Force Station G3ELV and the Royal Air Force Signals Museum Station GB4SMH will be operational under a permanent special event permit effective November 1st. Normal operating times for both stations will be 1000 to 1600 local time on each Tuesday and on the first Saturday of each month. If you make contact, please QSL only via the Bureau. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk in Los Angeles, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in South Mississippi, saying 7-3. And we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2013 and all rights are reserved.
Thank you, Don. And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. From the VHF-UHF-SHF Contest Committee, a reminder of the Field Day Contest, all bands 50 MHz and up, on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. For all contests, the operating periods are 1700 to 2300 on the Saturday and 0700 to 1300 hours on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. The contest rules are available at www.vhf.org.nz. It's time now for a Wairo update, and away we go to the North Shore of Auckland and say welcome and good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello everyone. Bulletin editor Bev ZL1OS is desperate for some written articles and photos for the next Bulletin magazine. Without members' input, we will not have a magazine. The cut-off date for contributions is the 30th of October, so there's still time to write a few lines or let Bev know that an article is being written and will be on the way to her in the next few days. I have a gentle reminder from Treasurer Heather that subs are now overdue for those who have not paid. Wairo invites all YLs to join in a week of amateur radio activity from Sunday the 24th of November to Sunday December the 1st. This is not a contest, but an opportunity for Wairo members and licensed YLs from around New Zealand to get together on the air and promote women in amateur radio. Look for activity on 80 metres, 20 metres, the national system, and on 2-metre repeaters each night of that week between 8pm and 9pm. We encourage all Wairo members to participate and would also love to contact YLs who are not Wairo members. If you like, you could list or log the contacts made, and a certificate will be given to the person with the most contacts. You can send your logs or lists to Lynette, ZL1LL, at her call book address. Here are some dates for next year's calendar. We hope to have a get-together of Wairo members and OMs at Porongia on Sunday the 26th of January 2014, which is Auckland's anniversary weekend. More details will be announced in the November broadcast. The Selma Super Contest for 2014 is to be held on Saturday, May the 10th and Sunday, May the 11th. The Australian YL's Alara Meet is being held in New South Wales from October the 24th to the 27th, 2014. That's all from Wairo for October, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairo, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a few items this evening. We start from Hastings Branch 13, NZART, where the General Meeting and Annual General Meeting will be held at the Pakawai Hall, which is on Pakawai Road in Pakawai, on Sunday the 27th of November, starting at 7:30pm. This will also feature the homebrew competition, so bring your entries along. Photographic entries are acceptable for items that won't fit through the door. Napier Branch 25 in ZART has a combined Christmas tea to be held on Tuesday the 29th of November at the Maranui Golf Course in Awatoto. It'll be a buffet dinner, format and cost very similar to previous occasions. You'll need to indicate your interest and the likely number that are attending, so see your newsletter for details and let your branch organiser know. To Wellington Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 50, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 20th of November at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown, starting 7:30pm. Cole, ZL2COL, will report on JOTA activity. There will also be a talk by Mike, ZL1AXG, concerning the RF properties of the new light bulbs flooding the market. Nelson Branch 26 has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 20th of November, starting 7:30pm. The meeting is held at the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, which is on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads in Nelson. And finally to Branch 37 in Southland, where there will be a junk sale on Saturday the 9th of November at the clubrooms at 249 Ettrick Street. This is a couple of blocks from Tweed Street in Invercargill. If you want a table, then contact Amy by email, treasurer@zl4gq.com. That's treasurer@zl4gq.com. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Infoline will be emailed next Friday, the 1st of November. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 24th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.